HKX mobile.
KO4 HKX, KO4 PXB. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
But you must be just now coming down the mountain because you know, you broke up there just a little bit with a little bit of crackle.
No, I'm already down the mountain, leaving my first stop.
It's probably my radio.
It's probably the repeater. It's been having some trouble the last couple days.
I heard that one day last week they had to switch to the alternate frequency because it just started really acting up and couldn't hear anybody.
I think it was Tuesday night. It was so bad, Chad had to switch to the A2 calling the net.
I was definitely hearing that. Like I said, the Richard got my DMR working, so I was talking with him on it, so that's definitely good. So, all right, I'm fixing to drop the baby off in daycare, so I'll be back in a few minutes.
I should be around KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side.
It's CXKK4 FDU. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Richard. Hope you had a good evening or a good night last night.
That's the good thing about it. Got to do two more nights.
No frustration is not too bad this morning.
Well, Dad, I'm probably about 4 miles from my house now.
Ain't nothing worse than having to, when you get off work, have to go fight traffic to get home.
I'm going through school zone now, so I'm fighting I'm dealing with school traffic.
Now you can see the finish line, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, too awful bad. We kept moving. It slowed up a little bit, but kept moving for the most part last night. Something broke somewhere. We were down for about an hour and a half, so we're going to probably try and run as hard tonight to make up, tonight and tomorrow night to make up for that. We only did 404 cars.
About 90 short of what y'all normally do or something like that?
I don't think we were 69 short what it was saying on the marquee we look at.
Said 470 or 490 that y'all got done in a day or a shift.
We had 500 in a shift, but normally we run about anywhere from 460 to 480. A fog.
Muggy, you coming off the mountain this morning. Not too bad, though.
For the house, the more fog I'm seeing. I'm looking over the pasture on the road I'm on now, and it's barely can see the ground.
Well, maybe it's not too bad, and enjoy these cooler weathers that's bringing that fog out.
You're complaining because there hadn't been a day in the last month that she hadn't seen deer somewhere along her travels between our house and where she works.
Come here, and here shortly it will be rut, and you that will be everywhere not paying attention to nothing.
But you know where that nose sends them.
About the only thing they'll be paying attention to.
Shove them on the side of the road, in the road. Luckily, she didn't see any of them in front of the van, but she was asking me, when does deer season start? I said, well, I think if I'm not mistaken, the primitive whipping has already started, and there's a break, I think, around Thanksgiving, and then it goes to the end of the year. And she's like, oh, no.
It's on your end down here. Primitive has already started. Muzzleloader will start generally here within the next 2 weeks, and then rifle season opens up, and then it'll be game on.
One of the guys I work with has bought a crossbow last year, and that thing shoots he said at 100 yards it has the same knockdown power as a 30-06 does.
Surprising, because that arrow's got a lot of weight behind it. So when it hits you, it's going to knock you down. I mean, you think about it. Little projectile moving really fast or big projectile not moving quite as fast?
Flying at 440 or 450 foot per second.
Piece of lead is moving a lot faster than that, probably close to four times as fast.
Most of the rifles are running 16 to 2,000 or better.
What caliber you're shooting and what kind of load you got going on with it? It depends on how fast you're moving it.
It's a year mobile. Yeah, I used to work with a guy and he had another friend of his load some for him, and he went to sight it in, sight his rifle in, and looking, wasn't any holes in the paper. He says, I know this dang thing ain't off that far. He shot about five more times still. No holes in the paper. He went out, looked at the darn paper, and he had a bunch of little bitty holes. The guy had loaded it so hot that the projectile was coming apart.
We'll blow up on him then.
So he was shooting a large gun anyways. It was a 300 Weatherby Magnum.
This definitely lets you know you got a hold of him on a normal load.
He used that to shoot bear or antelope or about anything in North America.
Sure. And Richard, I'm going to have to step out. My next stop, I'm here, and they're moving around now, so I'm going to go in here and deal with these guys. Good to talk to you this morning, and I hope the rest of your trip goes on to the house is good and get you some rest for tonight. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
HKX, KK4FT, you have a good one, and I'm probably about a mile from the house, if that. So I'm going to call it quits and get some shut-eye and do it on the way in tonight. You have a good one, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. KK4FTU, mobile clear.
KK4FCM. FTIW4FCM.